Welcome to another solo role-playing game video recording, but this is a little different than what I've done before. I had tried over the past few months to develop something with a setting that was very kid-friendly, because I was doing something in real life in the community, hosting some role-playing events for some very young children. And that worked well, but I stopped recording because it just needed a little bit more suspense. And this setting I had been using was very cozy, it was kind of fun, but since all the characters were children, it didn't seem right to have them realistically face peril that might have consequences. The world wasn't quite dangerous enough to be the kind of excitement that I like to have in my storytelling. So there was a few videos I made, and then I made an equal number that were not recorded. I got to learn about Podbean and how to host podcasts. All of that was successful. I made up a nice whiteboard. I spoke with George Damela, who has a dice roll simulator, and he made a couple of kind adjustments so it would suit my needs even better. All of that worked, but I think I want to start over. And someday I might come back to bedtime stories in Arlanach Town, having those quaint, cozy stories about the kids trying to deal with what happens when the adults are magically removed from their town. But I think I want to do something more traditional. A solo role-playing game podcast where the hero might die. They might have terrible things happen. And include more travel than locking them into a single town and let more suspense happen. So, I'm going to start over. I've made up a new character, mechanics-wise, but I haven't answered the background questions for this character. And in my rules system, there's something about imagine your character that has these 15 questions, and I want to think about them a little. So if watching someone, listening to someone develop a character is not your cup of tea, skip this video. The next one will really start the story. But for now, I'm going to type a little bit and brainstorm and see more about the background. It's never occurred to me before today to use my very nice spreadsheet that randomly generates all sorts of things you would need in a solo role-playing game story, to use it as the background of a character. So this might work great, or it might flub terribly. So let's see what happens. What I had decided after thinking about just what would be fun for me would be to play a character. His name is Andels Copperwolf. In this setting, then, there are different fantasy races based on the types of fantasy stories being told before Tolkien. As a very quick summary, Therians are shape-changers. The word comes from therianthropy. Ogres are a very old-fashioned fairy tale ogre. They can usually shape-change. They like to eat people. Dwargs are the dwarves, but before Tolkien popularized a certain type of them. And the dwargs that are older were much more athletic. There wasn't Tolkien's division that the dwarves were slow and steady and the elves were graceful and nimble. So think like parkour dwarves when you think of dwarg. Kobolds are the ancestors to underground bad guys. Kobolds, orcs, malicious gnomes, goblins, all of those came out of this literary ancestor called kobolds, and that's why kobold is blue, because of the mines. Berg trolls, kind of Scandinavian trolls, they live under mountains, inside big hollowed-out caverns. They're kind of artsy-fartsy and elitist. And then hidden folk, another type of Scandinavian troll that if you wrong them, they are invisible, and you can't see them. So if you trespass on their land, or move their rocks, or in some other way commit a crime, then they get to pick. Are they going to be invisible and hope you go away? Or are they going to take advantage of the fact you can't see them to get you, but then you can see them once they attack. So I picked a Therian, so I can turn into an animal, and a squirrel just seemed to go with the last name Copper Wolf. I imagine that's a copper squirrel that he wishes was a big fat wolf, but no, he just changes into a squirrel that isn't as fierce. The setting also has different powers. They're not lesser than a deity in most fantasy settings, but the one that I thought would be fun to be a follower of, most devoted to, although all of them would be acknowledged, is Little Humble. And she has wondrous feats that allow characters to do different things, and never having disadvantages from fighting unarmed seems like a good one. So a wandering kind of Wuxia character. But why is he wandering? I'm not sure. And first impression, a middle-aged man who is happy in the present despite being haunted by the past. And I put down some stats I won't talk about. So, why is he haunted? Is he officially one of the errants that travels the land representing Little Humble's ideals? Or is he less officially a follower of Little Humble? All of that we can figure out. So, pick two unusual features, two details of sight, smell, sound, feel, or temperature. Well, I think if he's has coppery for being a squirrel, then he probably has copper hair. And what does he smell like? What does he sound like? I'm going to see if this gets me any views. So I'll generate new things, adjective, noun, and verb. Broad, support, and reliable. Well, broad, and broad shoulders. Who are three characters that are very special to this character? Where do they live? What are their issues and problems? So, Belfer, Schapfer. What are there? Is a gang member, former gang member, laborer. Let's generate a new person. Is a khaki. Yeah, that's kind of hard to say. Let's get a new name.
Hey, a flower! Hey!
Sorry. Football. Okay, interesting. So, two of his three special friends are kind of violent criminals, gang members, and a thug. And the last is into weird occult stuff. So we're putting together the background of Andals. Why is he hanging out with that kind of crowd? Okay, a nemesis. Ocus? That doesn't sound very imposing. Tyler Burke Sneak Dust. Oh, that's a great name for a nemesis. I'm going to say that rather than the regents are the town's leaders, I'm going to say he's a gang leader instead. So somehow he was, our protagonist Andals was kicked out of the gang or fled the gang or something, and Tyler Burke isn't happy with that. Something about home or birthplace that needs to change, or what would he want to keep the same? Looking again at the adjective, noun, and verb at the bottom. Pilferous resources and hinder. So, the slums of Arlanac Town. His name may end those, yeah. Forced Andals to steal for a living. He is now going to find like a less stressful lifestyle. What if his possessions are the most sentimental or beautiful? So there's a thing at the end of this second box. A cap that keeps all the dust off your clothes. That sounds nice. Maybe Andals is a little bit vain because of this. Or maybe he has a little bit of compulsive disorder and wants things neat and really treasures the fact that his clothes don't have to be as dirty as the other people that were in the slums. Who taught him to fight? Let's just roll a 6-sided die and see which of the three that people that we already rolled up. So, the last one, Vixelia did. Where is she now? Let's see what she's wanting. So, she's trying to arrange for a deadline to be extended, perhaps with a map, dealing with a monetary issue. Following treasure maps clues before time runs out. Why would time run out with a treasure map? Is there someone else who has a different copy of the map and they're also looking for the treasure? Or is the map magical and will change? Or is the treasure something that will go obsolete? Or some crafted item that has a limited shelf life or potency? Let's see. What was the character's most memorable, dangerous situation? Who died or nearly died? The random wound from this was a head wound, so I'll just do that. How has he experienced sudden changes of fortune? Let's look at the adjective, noun, verb again. Obvious path and gossip. The named NPC of a merchant who crafts magic items that return to his shop after the owners die. That's a bit suspicious. Obvious path, gossip about this guy. He blackmailed him. That's probably what caused Andals to flee the Almanac town, if not the gang specifically, but probably the whole town, was that Tapun got tired of being blackmailed, and as someone that was more established and successful and had more resources, hired someone to get Andals or chased him out of town or something. That might be his greatest mistake. Does he have other secrets? Let's roll randomly again. The new random NPC is the person who oversees the town's Meek Manor. That's a place where followers of Little Humble congregate. So, I will say that Russen and Dallas after Tekun's thugs attacked him and knew So, yeah, his thugs were about to kill him. They had defeated him. He was knocked out on the ground, but then Grost and Razy rescued him. They chased the thugs away. They are also sort of wuxia heroes using martial arts. Andals recovered for a few weeks and now has become a devout follower of Little Humble because her people saved him. She is in favor of not only humility, but sort of making do with little. And so he's now traveling as one of her official champions, errant. As one of her errants, he can detect other people's lies, but he also cannot lie himself, or he will lose his status as an errant. So, that all seems to be sensible. We're developing a nice backstory. This is working better than I hoped. Does he have any sort of recreation or hobby? What's his favorite expenses? With what vice or virtue does he unwind, and with whom? Anything interesting in the item column at the moment? A basket of award-winning berries. Berry pies are his weakness, something that he certainly could smell often as he went through Arlanak Town, but in the slum area didn't get much of. How does he unwind? Noticing up in the top box, works as a bookseller. How has he been helped and hurt by corruption? I think we've sort of answered that one. He was part of a gang involved in theft, involved in blackmail, perhaps involved in protection money or gambling dens or dog betting or something like that. And he's not a great fighter, but with 3 points in wrestle, he's done some fighting. So that's all fine. Imminent events. Let's look at the rumors. A slum dweller is secretly a necromancer. Ah, so one of his fellow gang members has left town to become a necromancer. That's a terrible last name. Let's get a new name. Jeremy. We have Sneak in the name already. Lab Snort. That sounds like a great mad scientist. Okay. Asantha. Yes, I'm a mad scientist. Necromancer. He is... searching for more information about her and will try to stop her evil activity if these rumors prove true. Okay, so that's the self-appointed mission he has. Now, is she older or younger than him? I'll say 50-50. She's younger than him. And what race is she? Therian. And obsessive. That fits. Someone else obsessive, also compulsive. Okay. Maybe because he's also a little bit obsessive about his cleanliness, and Dulles thinks that Lasantha sort of represents what he could have become, you know, there but by the grace of little humble Goli. If he can stop her from doing bad, that might in some way counteract the crimes he has done, of which he isn't exactly repenting of, but thinking that turning over a new leaf might at least be wise. A misunderstanding that causes trouble. Let's look at another rumor. Someone tried attack an old man, but he beat them up even though he was outnumbered. That doesn't... It's a good misunderstanding. Mentioning injustice here. So errants are traveling around, again like Uxia heroes, and they are trying to resolve problems, but they're not necessarily trying to create justice. You know, things are better even if they aren't fair, right? If situations are resolved, even if there wasn't full restitution, that's all that an errant is really aiming for. Again, like the Wuxia heroes they're based on, so... Free compensation, not a word. What's the character's source of income? Why is money tight? What are his or her... he's traveling as an impoverished errant, so... Errants aren't supposed to have a lot of money. That's, again, part of Little Humble's philosophy. But he was broke to start with. So perhaps Groat and Razy have given him some rations and some perhaps slightly nicer clothes, sturdy boots, as a final goodwill gesture before he left the Meek Manor. But he has no future as far as resources. He has to start helping people find work, something, because he just has a little bit of food on his back in his pack, a water skin, and he's off traveling the roads. Okay, I'm very happy with that. I had no real concept of what was happening with Andals and how he's haunted by his past, why he might be happier in the present, but now we know. He was one of the older gang members. He never really was able to escape it for some reason. We'll probably see Tyler Burke come back into the story. Maybe not immediately, but if Andals is successful, then Tyler Burke can certainly appear and say, hey, you know, if it wasn't for my protection and paternal upbringing, then you wouldn't have made it that far. Give me some of that. Even Fexella, who trained him, when she comes back from her treasure map, maybe they'll cross paths while she's following the treasure map, or maybe she will also meet Andals later and say, my treasure hunt wasn't successful, but you've earned a pouch full of coins. I need you to share with your old friend and mentor. So, interesting. He's not an authority figure, despite his age. He has some hope in the future. He's probably a bit worried, but happy in the present. He's starting off on a new life, and has some magical empowerment from Little Humboldt. He doesn't have to worry about people tricking him with lies again, but he's on a completely new path, leaving Arlanok Town where he grew up, and all he knows is that there's some rumor he's following. We'll need a little more details about where he heard this rumor and why he thinks going to a certain location would be the right place to follow up on. But maybe he will find Masantha Labsnort and... Is that soon? Is that later in his story? Not sure. We'll find out. Well, I hope this was entertaining. Thank you for the company. Vicariously now, but in spirit, thought that counts. And we'll start the adventure soon.